Ash and JD, they're the host, talking real, they're not like most. Podcasting fun with a side of wit, get ready. Cause you won't wanna quit. They bring the laughs, they bring the noise. Sharing stories of their crazy joys. From deep discussions to silly tales, the Real Talkin' Podcast never fails. Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty and oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny.
What's happening, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Real Talking Podcast. Your hosts, Ash and JD. Now, we did promise it last week, we will get straight onto the correspondence because, well, we're not a football podcast. We can't keep just bashing on about
England. You wouldn't England guess it, though, if you listened to the last three or four.
It has been relentless, but it's been annoying and stuff has had to have been said. And, but we will get onto it in a little bit, no doubt. But, we will start off with the correspondence and we'll start off with Ashley's favourite feature.
Yeah, I think it's everyone's favourite feature. It's our Arnie feature.
Well, yeah, I know. We did try doing a couple early doors and that all, but nothing really stuck. But at least this is just easy because people are emailing them in, aren't they?
It's versatile.
Or WhatsApping them. Links are always in the descriptions anyway, but realtalkingpod@gmail.com or 07470-488-096 on the Real Talking hotline if you want to get your messages in on that. So we'll start off with Jessie's one, and she says, people not using their indicators. Oof. So this is common theme, BMW drivers, just the stupid ones that you all love, with the vapes in one hand.
Yeah.
You know, how can you indicate when you've got a vape in the one hand anyway?
That's it, can you? The vape's more important.
Yeah, you know, you've got to just blow smoke signals instead of using your indicators.
There's those ones, like, you can forgive it sometimes. You know, like, if you just missed your, like, you know, where you're on the island, you miss what you're bearing, so to speak. Oh, shit, I've got to come off. You just quickly go off. It's those ones that just come into your line without indicating. I'm just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, well, I see it a lot anyway, look. When I'm walking the dog, I actually, a couple of weeks ago, it must have been a weekend. So I'm walking the dog anyway, and because I've got the school down the road from me, obviously there's the school gates, the entrance. And so I've started to cross the road, and this dickhead has decided to try and turn. And then he stops, and he waves at me, like, to say, yeah, you carry on. And his window was down, and I pulled my headphone back. I said, mate, if you was using your indicator, I would have known you was turning, and then I would have, like, stopped and give you the right of the way.
Yeah.
Because that's what you're meant to do, indicate. And he's like, give me a bit of a look as if to say, fuck off. I went, no, use your indicators and we wouldn't have this issue, would we?
You know, when I was on my test, and I only got two minors, by the way, first time pass everyone. So basically, what I'm trying to get at, anyway, so I forgot to indicate to parallel park. And the driver instructor said it's fine because there's no cars around you. So I don't know if that still stands as it is, and if it works, if there's pedestrians there.
Well, yeah, if you're taking a turn or you're about to park up or anything and there's people around,
you do.
So you've got to do it, not just common courtesy, but you've got to do it. So, as I say, I was about to cross the road and I'd started to cross the road. I always stop because I make the dog stop, wait, and then, you know, I have a look around because I know what people are like with not indicating. So I've stopped, seen his car, and there's speed bumps as well. Obviously, there's a school. So he's slowing down because of the speed bumps anyway. But if he was indicating, I would have been like, yeah, so he's about to come into this drive, but he didn't.
But was he vaping?
No, this was...
He's got no excuses then?
No, it was a middle-aged Asian man. I don't even know what the car was, like a Toyota Sayat or something, you know. No, not Toyota set, because that isn't a fucking car, is it?
Auxiliary car.
Yeah, something like that. I remember it was green. But, yeah, I can point him out if I saw him in the street, because I looked at his face, I thought I'd happily punch him in that face.
And he didn't say nothing after.
No, because he knew he was in the wrong, because he looked at me as if to say, like, oh, fuck off. And then he didn't say anything. I was like, no, if you use your indicators, then I wouldn't be having a go at you right now. And I carried on walking. Hey, again, I'm going to go off on a tangent. So when I left here the other week, as I've gone up the road, and I'm heading towards Coza and that.
Mm.
So I've seen this cyclist in front of me, and you know my thoughts on cyclists anyway. Fucking, so he's in the road, he's got all the gear, thinking he's fucking the man, but he's not. And he's hit the roundabout, but he's stopped. And look, as he's turning up the corner, I thought, he's got his phone in his hands, I'm sure he has. And so as he's got to the roundabout, he's stopped and he's in the road and he's texting. Now, it was a warm day as well.
What, in the middle of the road?
Yeah, so he's to the left of the lane, but he's on the road still, actively on his bike on the road. You know, fair enough, if he's got onto the grass or something, then saying drop a text message or whatever he was doing, but he's in the road. So I've got the window down, and I've shouted, get off your phone. And he either didn't hear me or he chose not to listen to me. So I've beeped. And you know, when you hold it for a couple of seconds and he's looked, and I went, get the fuck off your phone. And you know that you're in the wrong, because if I was doing that, I'd be getting fucking in trouble. So you get the fuck off your phone. And he just shook his head. I went, get off your fucking phone. I wanted him to say something. I just wanted to get out and fucking kick his bike or something. But he didn't. He just shook his head and put his head back in his phone.
I mean, it's just stupidity. Is it just being on a roundabout on the road on your phone? Just pull over and just go on the grass. Or just get out the way. Yeah.
Get off the road and then it's fine. It's not an issue. But obviously, if we're driving and we're texting or calling or something, which we have got a link to this in a minute. I probably should have saved this. We'd get in trouble.
Right, because I was going to say, what is it? Go on, no, I won't say it just in case, actually. Go on.
Yeah, so lack of indicators, we get it, it's annoying. Yeah. We'll move on to Lauren's.
If it's what I think it is.
So, these people still on the phone while driving. How have you not got hands-free in your car?
So I seen, a geezer in a 23 play, BMW. I don't know. It was like an M Sport, though. I don't know. It was a 3 Series or 2 Series. Anyway, all the gear, you know, the panoramic roof, everything, digital cockpit on the phone, loudspeaking it as well. What the fuck?
I just don't get it. And, the way that still loads them, hold it next to their ears and, if you're going to hold it to your face, don't hold it on the window side. So don't hold it in your right hand. Hold it in your left. So you've got a bit less of, obviousness.
I just don't get it. There's Bluetooth in your car and there's no one else in the car, so no one else can hear you. Just literally pull over, Bluetooth, connect, done.
And it's not that expensive to get a phone holder. So if your vehicle is old, now fair enough, mine's an older vehicle, but it did have the capability for Bluetooth. Just never had the passcode for it. So that's why I have my headphones on. Plus, it's better. It blocks out all the background noise, because obviously vans are just loud, aren't they? So, it's not hard to have... Well, it's not expensive to have a phone holder. So if you're still going to use your phone because your car's that old, just answer it and put it on loudspeaker and leave it in the phone holder. Don't hold it in your hand. It's fucking stupid.
It is stupid. And it does wind me up, especially with the newer cars, because obviously you can do everything for your car. You can call someone through voice command, answer a call through voice command.
Apple Play, fucking you Google things and all that.
You don't have to move a hand. You just have to move a finger.
Yeah.
Answer the call. Yeah. Or just go, yes, whatever.
Yeah.
So it always cracks me up when I see people like that do that. It's like, why? It doesn't make sense. Why?
I know. Because even though, let's say, the van doesn't have the headphones on, and then, I don't know how, but somehow I've got the settings just right. So while I'm driving, I can say, okay, Google, call Ash. But, that's typical. It's actually done it now. Normally, it won't do it. So luckily, it's not actually trying to call you. But yeah, it'll call.
Yeah.
It'll do what you want. You know, if you want it to send a text message or whatever. You know, again, you can do it with the Apple phones, the saying "Hey Siri" instead, and it will do it. It's just
there's no excuses nowadays. No, there's just not.
And then people deserve to get fines. But again, when people have got the Bluetooth in the cars, I never get why so many people have to have the volume so loud. Your windows are up, I shouldn't be able to hear you. Well, hear your conversation on the other end. Well, I can't hear that person talking, but I can hear the person they're on the phone to so loud. And most of the time, I've still got my headphones on as well, and I hear it over the noise cancelling. I'm like, what is going on? Yeah. Like, why are you so deaf in your car that you have to have it that loud? Just turn the volume down.
Just cracks me up. The Bluetooth situation is probably one of the worst. Like, this is probably what this is for. This, obviously, the, hey, what's wrong with you? Because that is spot on, honestly.
It
just cracks me up every time I see it. And it's always, like, young lads, like, in newer cars are doing it.
Yeah. Just asking for it.
Mm.
But then with the loud in-car speaking volume, and it's that's the older generation. Mm. And I say older generation, it's probably only a couple older years older than us, really, because it's not going to be the OAPs, because a lot of them aren't going to be using the phones and Bluetooth while they're driving. They're just too busy trying not to crash into everyone.
Yeah.
Which they don't even do that enough, do they? So, yeah, Lauren, we feel you on that one. Really do. Just switching over to the WhatsApp now. Where is it? I'm sure.
Those ones do crack me up, though, the ones on the Bluetooth. It's just something now I'm thinking about it. Just winding me up, actually.
Yeah. Well, I've just said it.
Yeah, really. It's just, yeah.
There's no need for it. There literally isn't. And as I say, they deserve to get a phone. So we've got Joe, and Joe says, no, I've gone back to the wrong "Hey, what's wrong with you?" But Joe did WhatsApp in, sorry. I don't know what's been worse this week, the football or politics.
Mm.
How did Labour win? Literally everyone voted for reform. So this isn't a "Hey, what's wrong with you?" There is more. I'm just looking at the wrong messages. To be fair, yeah, the football has been atrocious still. But we're not gonna talk too much about it. I am looking forward to today's game. So as we're recording at the moment, we've got the Spain-Germany game and at 5 o'clock, and then France-Portugal at 8 o'clock. I'm looking forward to them games, to be honest.
Yeah, should be good games.
Yeah. I feel that the winner of the Spain-Germany game is going to be the favourite to win the tournament now.
Yeah, I mean, I fancy anyone from that side, to be honest, to win it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's the wrong side of the draw, really. That's why it's more on England's favour to get further on, because all the best teams, or the better teams, have been put against each other. They're going to knock each other out. So, I think I'm looking forward to getting back, having a couple of beers, watching the football. That'd be nice.
I think to answer Joe's question, the politics has definitely been worse this week for me. I mean,
anyone in the UK, you can't get away from it this week. Well, for the last few weeks, really, but they've really ramped it up this week because it was a general election yesterday on the 4th of July. For our American listeners, that was your Independence Day. So,
freedom!
When Rishi called it the other week, he tried to steal a bit of their glory, really, didn't they?
Nasty,
a bit inconsiderate. Again, why did it have to be a Thursday? It's a bit
also
random,
right, really. There is a question. So if Independence Day, obviously July 4th, is on a Thursday, that means they have to go back to work on Friday? Or would they get a double, or would they celebrate it on the Friday?
Or would it be celebrated on the Saturday?
No, because it's a bank holiday. It's one of the only few bank holidays they have, mate.
I imagine it would.
There's no actually. They
still have the Thursday off.
Would they have the Thursday and Friday, or would they celebrate on the Friday?
I think they'd have the Thursday off.
So he'd be a bit shit going back into work one day then.
But it's debatable any day of the week, really, isn't it? I mean, fair enough, if it's a Monday, you have a 3-day weekend then.
Yeah.
But if it's Tuesday, Wednesday or Thursday, I suppose it's just tough luck, isn't it? Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, if any of the American listeners do want to fill us in on that information, we are actually interested. It's something that we don't really often think about, to be fair.
So I'd be Googling it.
Yeah, I suppose we could Google it. we don't have enough time to prep for that.
The politics dialogue sort of it this week, I mean, it's my worst nightmare Labour coming in. It's just everything
I
don't want to happen is happening.
Yeah, it's the same. It's two sides of the same coin, really. You know, I feel like with Labour, I mean, this is a conspiracy for you. Labour, laboratory, it's the same letters.
Okay. But
what do they do in laboratories? Experiments.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's going to be Keir Starmer experimenting with all these bullshit ideas.
It's going to be a mad 4 years now.
Five, though, ain't it?
Is he five? I thought it was four.
Nah, it's 5 years for us. So unless anything happens, the next general election will be 2029. I do find it quite annoying that, 5 years is too long. And then I feel like with what the Tories have done over the last 14 years, we've sacking prime ministers and adding new ones, because that's extended the terms that they've stayed in for. So it's just dragged on and on. But the pair of them, I didn't think either of them would have done a good job. I mean, hopefully we'll be wrong and Keir can actually do something.
I was going to say, there's nothing going to look back over the last 10 years and go, Conservatives done well there, because they have fucked it all up.
Yeah,
and it's just more his ideas and what he wants, obviously, with immigration, other stuff. But
I've seen the videos. There's been so many things that he said that he was going to bring in as a policy, and then a matter of weeks later, he gets asked the same questions. What are you going to do about X, Y, and Z? And it's just the complete opposite again.
Yeah.
He's done the right things in his mind, where he's said the things to try and please people, but then as it's got to the final weeks, he's tried to quickly swap them back around.
I'm not looking forward to it.
I'm not, no.
Obviously, Labour bankrupt Birmingham.
Yeah.
And Nottingham. So,
but Coventry as well. Essentially, a lot of the Midlands, all their councils are bankrupt. But there's loads of factors into that. I mean, one of the main causing factors was the immigration, the immigrants coming over and then staying in the hotels, because the local councils have paid the hotel fees. And I mean, we've gone over it before. Yeah. They'll do that for the illegal immigrants, but they'll keep homeless people living on the streets.
I just don't get how come they give them a free bike as well.
It wasn't just a free bike, though.
I know, but it's just, that's the one thing that always, you get a free bike, free dental care, free health care. I think it's a free phone as well.
Yeah, it was a phone.
Free phone. And is it £200 a week?
Yeah.
And £200 a week, and you don't pay no accommodation?
Yeah, and there was free food and everything as well. There were some of them that they were taking them out for day trips to go play cricket and all sorts of stuff. And obviously, for free. It's been ridiculous.
I do find it strange how it's all men of a certain age coming over.
Yeah. I think some audit page or something that I see on TikTok and that, and he'll go around trying to record
that Charlie. Oh no! I think
Charlie Zoo.
Did you see the one where he went in and there's have signs of it, and he was like, "Don't touch underage children."
Yeah,
16 is like under classes underage and all like that stuff.
Because that was two of them. That was different lads, though. Just two lads with the phone recording and that, and they broke in or something, didn't they? Or they'd slipped in while there was no security at the front door, at least, anyway. Some of the stuff, it's been mad. And the security, the way that they just get all aggressive, you can't record here and this and that. So why? What are you hiding? Why can't we record? And then there was one lad, he was getting aggressive. He tried roundhouse kicking your man in the head and that. And then he's saying, I'll call the police on you. He's all, well, call the police because I've got you on camera. You're the one that's being aggressive and attacking me. So, yeah, fucking, I don't know what the outcome of that was, but yeah, some of them, it's just ridiculous.
I know we did cover it before, but I would like a Donald Trump to be in charge of like the UK. Just that no fear that just, I'm going to, what I say is what I'm going to do. I mean it.
Yeah, well, that's why a lot of people were voting for reform because Nigel Farage being the face, some of the interviews from him, there was one where he says, he was asked the question, what is he going to do for the black community? And he turned around and says, nothing. I won't do anything for the black community. It's not about your colour, whether you're black, white, straight or gay or anything else. It's about you as an individual and your character. So I don't care about anything you claim to be. As long as you want to input into this country, into Great Britain, then I will value you as a person.
He did say something which I really liked when he was saying stuff like, it's too easy now for people not to work. We've made it too easy for them.
Yeah.
And that is true. That I know, like, that is 100% true. And what he said when, I can't remember what channel it was on, or I think someone asked him, you know, if I gave you £70, do you do a cameo appearance, you know? And basically, I can't remember the gist of the conversation, but the question, sorry, but he basically said that house prices are so high and so hard to get into because all these immigrants coming in and taking your spot.
Yeah.
So that you have to go private, you know, you can't rent anywhere off the government anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's driving everything up.
Yeah.
It is worrying times for me. I mean, I'm not a big fan of Labour. But we'll see. Because they want to tax you on everything. They want to tax you on your savings, tax you on a second job.
Mm-hmm.
Just they want to take everything from you.
Yeah. It's going to be a hard 5 years, definitely.
And the last 5 have been difficult, mate.
Well, more than 5.
Fuck, yeah.
It literally has. I'd say closer to 10 years, to be fair. But it's got worse since COVID. I feel like the whole country has definitely struggled since COVID, trying to get back on top of things.
I mean, I had the main two. Either way, you was fucked if Rishi Sunak.
Brexit as well, to be fair. Sorry. Yeah, it's just been a whole bunch of stupid decisions that's just rolled into the shit show that we're in at the moment. Now.
You know, obviously, I've spoke to one of them was just a random person who I got speaking to while ordering a coffee. And the other person, whatever. But these people, like, have both said to me about that. They're thinking of moving abroad now, which is quite strange because I've had those feelings lately, like just moving away, getting away from it all, just because I don't like what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I got offered or had the opportunities when I was younger to go to Australia and stuff, like through work, really.
You could probably still go over there though, because they're obviously crying out
for me, though. You know what I'm like, mate. Fuck you.
I think it could be earn enough for the winter period there. Obviously, our summer is their winter.
Mm.
And then you'd be sweet, mate.
Yeah.
It's just the spiders and shit.
Yeah, fuck that. I don't even know.
The fucking massive
standard house spiders, man. I struggle. But again, Canada was on the card years ago as well. But never really fancied it properly or enough to take the leap or anything, but yeah, definitely over the last couple of years, you do start to think more so it might be worth it, especially when you're seeing the likes of the government are offering about $70,000 to move over to other countries and stuff.
I've seen Italy, I think it's as long as you purchase a house, I think for like £10, €10 with the promise of doing it up,
yeah,
so these run down, that would give you like $22,000 put towards it.
Mm.
It's like this like picturesque little village, like, yeah, I'll do that.
I think especially something like that, because obviously I'd easily be able to do it myself, if I knew that I'd be able to generate work and obviously stay employable, I think it's definitely more appetizing to do something like that these days now. I think Japan, they're offering citizenship to men to go over, essentially, and impregnate the women.
What, is that real?
I've seen a fair few videos.
I know because their birth rate is dropping because a lot of their people as well are moving abroad.
Yeah. Plus, they used to be really strict as well, didn't they? Was it Japan or China?
China was like two, I'm sure, at one point, depending on your income.
Yeah, and then, I don't know, one of them only wanted boys as well, didn't they? which was strange, I know. But yeah, it's...
Strange times. It's hard times.
Yeah, I think in general, really, yeah, all around. I don't know which podcast I was listening to now. It was Theo Von and Ed Sheeran.
Okay.
And also Theo was saying about how it's manic over in America at the moment as well. We've obviously their election stuff going on, which, see, at least with theirs, it's been going on for months. It feels like the whole 4 years that Biden's been in power, well, in charge, not really in power. It's like it's as if it's never stopped.
The campaign goes on for ages, doesn't it?
Where we've only had it for 6 weeks properly. Because I've seen a lot of videos where people have been moaning, saying that the votes have been rigged. Because how we do, you go to like church or whatever, or school, you show your ID, and then you're given a little piece of paper, and then there's a pencil there. You have to put the X in the box, put it in a little box, and then you walk away. So people are saying it shouldn't be in pencil. They're rubbing it out, and the change in the results and that. But I think they're not able to count it all properly. I think that's the main problem because 20, 30 years ago, there was just the two parties. It was just the Labour and Conservatories.
Well, that's how it is in America. And you get the two, you've got Democrat and Republicans. There's no other.
I think it's. I think it's the two parties. In America. There's multiple candidates for each party, though, isn't there?
Yeah, so like senators and everything that get pushed up. Yeah.
But yeah, with us now, I think there was six to vote from yesterday.
Yes, depending on the area, because not every area had like a vote reform.
Yeah, which that's been the main reason really why reform didn't get into power or as many seats as they would have liked. Purely because there's not been enough representatives around the whole of the UK.
And not many people voted. So in the last elections, Labour had 12 million votes and still had been getting in. This year they had 9 million and won by a landslide. So less people are voting, basically.
Yeah, which is a shame, to be honest, because...
I think that's just a sign of the times. Everyone's just like, fuck it, either way, it's going to be fucked.
Yeah.
Just sick of getting lied to, I think that's it. It's just... You have these people, you've got no faith in them. They're going to lie to you. They're going to tax you.
Yeah.
But, you know, fuel prices here. How much is ASBAT?
The fuel's gone up again today. So, yesterday, which I was kicking myself. I knew I was going to fill up, but I don't like to fill up at the end of the day when I've finished.
In the morning.
I prefer to do it in the morning, yeah. And so, yeah, as I filled up today. Yesterday, it was 146 a litre. And then as I filled up today, 147. And literally, it's already gone down by about 8p over the last 6 weeks. And now straight away, the votes are done and they've bounced back up another p. And I know what some people will be thinking, yeah, it's only a penny. But over 40 litres, which is just my vehicle's intake.
And how many cars use that?
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. So, yeah, that's annoying already. And I'm dreading to think what it's going to go back up to. Obviously, during the peak of COVID, it was like £2 a litre average because I started going to Costco.
Now, COVID went down.
Russia-Ukraine war, wasn't it? That's when it went up. We've had that many things go on the last few years. It's hard to get track of.
I remember the COVID one because it was the only time where it went underneath a pound again.
Yeah, but that didn't last long, though.
No.
Was it at the beginning of COVID where there was... I know they did it with the war as well, but they thought the fuel reserves were going to run low, so there was the queues around the blocks and all that again.
There's always... Yeah, I can't remember what that was. Isn't it? There's always a reason for everyone to panic.
It cracks me up, that. Yeah. But yeah, with the price hikes, I started going to Costco. Because it was literally 16p cheaper than everywhere else. And I feel like I'm going to have to start doing it again.
There's all the Costco down the road from ours. I've always got a queue to go in there now because of petrol station.
Well, I used to do it first thing on a Sunday morning because a full tank and then the 20-litre jerry can, that would last me the 5 days.
Yeah. Also, while you're there, you can get in there and bang yourself hot dog, 1.50.
No, so I would get there because the petrol station would open at 7 on a Sunday.
Oh, okay.
But the actual Costco store, I think it was 8 or 9 o'clock.
Oh, right.
I've been in there twice, and, you know, unless I'm bulk buying washing powder, there was nothing really for me to
just
make money on.
Yeah.
I was literally only saving money. So, because I paid £22 for the membership, and I'd worked it out. I'd made that back after like 6 weeks or something with how much fuel I was saving on. So, yeah, I think I'm going to have to start doing it again. Go back to that Sunday morning routine. It's a shame. But, God, I mean, we've rattled on for so long.
Good job.
That was,
thank you for
that
question.
Was Noah's. That
Noah.
Was, no, sorry, it was Joe. I've right. got Noah up ready for the next one.
Right.
See, all the prep. Noah has asked, did you see the videos of what seems to be Lucy? Oh, this is to do with Jason.
Oh, yeah.
Lucy screaming on the beach and shouting he wasn't meant to be stabbed.
Yeah, obviously, because we talked about it, come up all on my TikTok all week. But yeah, I have seen that video because I've seen that. There's a few other things I've seen. I like following Mark Williams Thomas. Have you seen him?
Is that the one that you sent me the other day?
I don't know. This guy does criminal investigations, and he's Mark Williams Thomas, basically.
Mm.
Yeah, he's used to have this. He's got his own TV show. He looks into unsolved crime, and so he's over there like trying to figure it all out.
Oh right, so I know you're on about.
I like watching his videos because he does like a daily update on them. So
yeah, what's her name now, that woman that everyone hates, Katie Hopkins. She I don't know why, but every now and again she'll pop up on my feed, and she was saying, look, yeah, he's going over and he's going to solve it or whatever, like slagging him off basically. But I know I saw the video. Did I send you that as well?
I don't know, mate. I've seen quite a lot, so I don't know what got sent and what I've watched. But it's since we spoke about it, Noah, it's just been all over my TikTok. I can't wait for the Netflix documentary on this, because someone is making a documentary of this right now. It's got Channel 5 all over it already.
Yeah,
this has like literally.
Or probably in like 3 years a Netflix documentary.
Yeah, maybe. I reckon like Channel 5 will get one out like by the end of the month or something, and then Netflix one, definitely. Yeah.
Did you see the apparently leaked text message chat with Lucy as well? So this was between not Lucy and Jay. It was like some other person. Where she was like, "Yeah, it's all fake. The first interview, it was scripted. I was forced to say this and that."
Yeah, I did see that.
He's still alive.
I do find it interesting that they put the GoFundMe up to 50 grand now, and they're using that money to pay for their food and accommodation and everything while they're out there. And then when they're there, people ask them questions and they just walk past them. Like, you know, these people, you got to talk to these people to get you know, keep the story going.
Yeah.
Just walk past them.
I saw the dad kicking off, the dad. He's Jay's dad kicking off, saying, Do you think it's a joke? He's my son. I'm here because as a father, I'm meant to be protecting him, and I can't find him, and he's missing, and blah, blah. And that was the first real emotion that I've seen that of anyone, because obviously Lucy's face hasn't been on any of the interviews.
The story I seen this week is he stole a Rolex, a 12 grand Rolex.
Was that his Instagram reel?
Yeah, so he'd done a Snapchat or something. I don't know what the kids use. He was always Snapchat or Instagram, one of them. And obviously, that's one of the theories now. It's because he stole it.
And then one of the two men that he went back to the apartment with, he's a convicted drug dealer from Birmingham. And what was it? So apparently, So they didn't do any drugs. Didn't do any drugs. Wasn't dealing or anything. They went back, had a couple of drinks, and then Jay left there safely and alive. He's adamant he knows nothing.
I think the Tenerife police have basically said they're not giving up searching for him, but they don't think he's on the island.
Yeah, because that was literally the day after our last recording. When that bombshell dropped on the news that they're not going to continue searching the island because they believe he's not there anymore.
The investigation's still open, but they're not going to search the island because they don't believe he's on the island.
Yeah, so essentially they're just washing their hands of the situation, which to me makes me believe they already know he's either alive and off the island or he's dead and fish food.
I think they're pretty sure that he's dead, but they can't say. Obviously, no one's going to go, we think he's dead. Like,
well, again, because until, like, unless they find a body, then that's just all speculation still, isn't it?
It is interesting, though, how, you know, in this day and age, someone can disappear.
Well, yeah, we went over it last week, didn't we?
I think that's the most interesting thing of it. It's not who it is, it's what's happened. It's just seemed to just vanished.
Well, at least in 20 years, when everyone's got Elon Musk's Cyberlink inside the brain, that little microchip that he's pushing out sooner rather than later, that won't be able to happen then, because everyone will be connected to the grid. There'll be none of the dodgy dealings going on, any weirdy dealing.
I wonder if that'd be like Yu-Gi-Oh. You remember in Yu-Gi-Oh when, and I always thought it was weird in Yu-Gi-Oh. Do you remember when the, so like the battle with cards, and obviously just a hologram of the card, but when his card is... I thought they were to call them. What they called again? They're not like Digimon or Pokemon.
Yeah, but the words like card monsters, man.
When the hologram of the card used to fight and used to take battle points, hurl him.
That was, God, I want to sound so fucking nerdy now, because that was the first like major tournament that he went to. The battle stadium they were in, it was essentially like electrified. So it was as their battle card got damaged, that's what it'd be.
They would take their life points.
Yeah.
I was like watching these two people on TikTok battle each other with the thing.
Why I started laughing when you mentioned Yu-Gi-Oh, because he gets proper into it, don't he?
I don't know what that...
But the one lad I see all the time, and then he's got a couple of us.
The UK really... lad, he's got the cape and everything.
Yeah, the silver cape, and it's the full battle card. Like the
That's it on the arm, I tricked you. You fell into my trap.
He loves you, bless him.
I love how everyone's just like guy in the chat.
But there's thousands of people that watch. Fair play. You know, I mean, apart from the enjoyment, they must be making a little bit of money out.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, while it's just on my head. Speaking of TikTok, so you did call it old Bevo. It was all a blag, weren't it? It was only because I'd seen Angry Ginge reacting to like a podcast or something he'd done, and Bevo was slagging off Ginge, saying that he's blocked him from all these opportunities, and Angry Ginge was just laughing. He's like, he's a fucking pathetic idiot, basically, which we all know he is. But absolute bullshit. And that's all the time he's going to get on our podcast, because we're on about real talk here, real
politics,
situations,
politics,
real world, not fucking fake eating and fake turkey teeth. Not that there's anything wrong with turkey teeth.
They know the rules, Joe.
No one knows the rules. That's the problem. You love the rules, though.
We're
going to go back onto the old correspondence again. Noah was the last message, wasn't it? Thanks for that, Noah. Again, I know we went off on the usual tangent. We've got a message from Lee, and he says, people dropping litter right next to the bins, just take two extra steps. Now, again, I know what he's saying. I see it all in the park by me, and that, especially the warmer weather, the lighter nights and that. People have food delivered to the park, and then there's a bin right by the bench, and they'll just leave all the rubbish on the bench. And it's just, Absolute fucking laziness.
It cracks me up, mate. There's just nothing that I hate more than just rubbish next, you know, just left on the floor when there's been a couple of yards away.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, it's not everywhere, but when you can walk on most streets and it's like every 200 yards there's a bin or something, and you just can't hold that empty packet just for another 50 steps and put it in, it is annoying. But one step more that cracks me up. So, you know, the designated dog waste bins?
Yeah.
A lot of them are just up on a pole, so they're not down.
Yeah, they're not really on the ground, are they?
They're raised up. I see it by me all the time, dog shit on the floor next to that bin. And it's
someone's having a laugh.
Yeah, the dog has gone next to the bin to make it easier for the owner who still won't pick up the shit.
Oh.
And there's me essentially crawling in the bushes to get the fucking shit out because there's people around and I don't want to look like that guy. And it's like the other person is just lazy. There's a chap by me. He's got the world's most aggressive golden retriever.
Mm.
Look, always off the lead as well. Now, these dogs are meant to be friendly. You know, fucking Air Buds, we've all seen the film. 1, 2, up to 7, whatever number it is on that.
Air Bud, great movie, actually.
The original one was all right, but they should have left it at that, really, shouldn't they? They're meant to be nice dogs. But this one's so aggressive. Let's say, always off the lead. And anytime I'm walking around, it's usually 4:30 in the morning. So why he's up as well, I don't know.
Probably because it's so officious. Why it's quiet.
Yeah, but now he's seen me every day this week anyway. And he knows that I'm walking around at this point, but his head's in his phone. And then it's only because the dog will start growling that he'll come running over. I'm like, mate, you've got to keep it on the lead. Mm-hmm. But I know that I can control mine, but if he comes running over, I'm going to have to kick it. You know, I don't want to hurt an animal. But obviously, if it does come over aggressively, you've got to do it, haven't you? But he's one that I've seen enough times that the dog will have a shit and he'll go to, but I'll fucking keep shouting at him every time I've seen it. Not just him, but he's a prime example. I've seen it. I'm like, mate, do you need any bags? Do you need any bags for that? And he'll look up and look, and he's crafty as well, because the one time he was waiting for me to walk and get out of sight, I just stood there and I waited for him to pick the shit up. I thought, I ain't having it, because fair enough, if it's in the grass or if it's in the bushes and that, you can't always get to it. But if it's on the path, pick it up.
Yeah.
It's fucking annoying. Again, because where it is, because he doesn't take the dog on a long walk. It's literally, he walks out his house, through this little laddie bit, and then he's on the park. Where he just stays to. There's 3 bins there. There's one by the bench that I was just on about. There's fucking one the other, literally one either side of the football cage. And he's around that area. So there's 3 bins there. Mm. Stop being lazy. Fucking prick. Lee, we feel your pain, mate. Lazy bastards. But it's not just the laziness as well. I don't like walking around and seeing the litter. And it just makes you feel you're in a horrible place. Yeah. There's no need. It's bad enough in the autumn when the leaves are falling down and that, and your road looks a little bit dirty because of the leaves and that. But it's fucking just cluttered with crisp packets and McDonald's wrappers and that.
Just getting thrown out the windows and everything.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
There's no need for it. It is. It's just ignorance, man. It's not ignorant. Now, we did say it was going to come onto it at some point, and we've already briefly touched it. And while I'm on Lee's WhatsApp messages, he says, how can Southgate keep getting it so wrong?
I mean, this is the question, and I think everyone's watched England game and knew what to do.
Yeah.
And it says, this is what we need to do. This is what he should do, and he hasn't done it.
Mm.
I have no idea, to be honest.
Well, I think Gareth's going for the icing on the cake, because from all reports in training this week, he's going for a back 5. So... when the nation's screaming to be more attacking and less safe, he's going more defensive. So a back 5, it's going to be a back 7, basically.
Yeah.
Because he'll still have Rice, and if he keeps Maino in the starting 11, he'll have them pair right in front of the back 5 as well. So essentially, it's just going to be fucking Harry Kane, who's still going to drop deep, and then Foden and maybe Bellingham. looking attacking.
Because Switzerland play 4-3, 3-4-3, don't they?
Yeah.
That's how they've been lining up.
So 3-4-3, and then when they lose possession, it goes to like a back five.
Right.
3-2, kind of. Something like that. But, yeah, it's... We don't need more defence.
No.
Just let the lads be expressive. And it'll be a shame because we saw it happen in the last game. Saka got put to left back. Now, if he goes to a back five, I reckon that's what he'll be putting him in again. And then it'll be Trent as the right wing back.
Walker centre back, in a, yeah.
Yeah, the right of the mid, like the back three. It's just, there's no need for it. We don't need it.
No one's crying out for back five no. against Switzerland.
I mean, and you want to see it the other way around, really, don't you? Yeah. You want to see three at the back and then like 4-3.
Literally, I was going to say, just match their lineup and just be brave, ain't it? But,
yeah.
You know, and the thing is, the highest paid manager at the Euro.
It's depressing.
Really weird how, hopefully tomorrow, as this podcast is going out, when we play Switzerland, hopefully we do win it. And I'm waiting for something to happen, like a spark. Hopefully it happens, because they're never getting easy running. Because if they win, this game, obviously it's out of, then the next game's out of Netherlands and Turkey, which are beatable.
Yeah, they're both definitely beatable.
But, I'm not looking past Switzerland because they've been really well. But I just, because the way we're playing, I can't see it happening.
I couldn't see it happening last week.
Oh, mate, I was so lucky last week, weren't
I? My poor dog, because I wasn't expecting much out of the game anyway. I was still doing the dinner. I was prepping everything, started cooking. And literally, the oven had just started beeping, and it's on the last minute, just before Bellingham scored. So I've stopped it, saw that we was on a bit of a chance anyway. So I've, stopped the oven from beeping, gone back in. Obviously, Bellingham, it's always going to be a world-class goal as the overhead kick, really. Even though it wasn't the best of goals, but still, you see in the moment.
It's just the manner of the goal, the timing of it, what it meant.
I'm shouting, and I was like, yes, come on. And the dog, I scared him, bless him.
What? Sorry, no, go on, sorry, Joe.
Obviously, I've had to start giving him a fuss, and then he's thinking it's playtime then. But then it was annoying because I knew exactly how it was going to go again, where we'd get a goal, which was lucky. It was still lucky, the way that the ball bounced and then fucking deflection over towards Kane, and it was on a place. And straight after, back defensive.
Yeah, I was literally going to say the same thing. Like, when we needed to, we went all out, got the goal, sat back.
Yeah, you just can't do that. You saw the Netherlands the other day. They've got the goal and they're going again. And it was just non-stop attack from them. Where I don't get Southgate. Why he has to say that to the lads? Sit back now, lads.
I will get it though. We'd be more angry if we got knocked out. It's then you'd rather play shit and still be in the competition than win and be knocked out. Let me rephrase it. You get what I'm saying now. You'd rather win ugly than lose good and still be in a tournament.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And I did find it interesting that he's won so many knockout games. He's won more than so many previous managers put together. But it's just the manner of it. It's everyone was saying 60 minutes. I think even the commentator was saying he's got to make substitutions. And he just didn't. But not even telling him a minute to go.
I feel it's... I'll just get more frustrated because I've been seeing this shit with United for the last 10 years as well.
I think with Southgate, because he's not going to do the substitutions. That's what makes it angry, because it's not coming.
Yeah.
You can see you're going, nothing's happening. You can see, the game needs a change, needs to spice up, and you just know he's going to not do fuck all.
Yeah.
But hopefully against Switzerland, something needs to kick in, because if they don't, if they scrape by this game, they will get found out by Netherlands or Turkey, because I like to attack. So
yeah. Well, we'll finish the football chat with our favourite fan. We're his favourite podcast, James. He says, I can't believe I keep watching this shit. Can we just get knocked out, please? Seriously, Shorts.
I actually did say that. I can't remember if I said it out loud or said it to my partner. I was like, I just hope we get knocked out so I can just fucking watch it there.
Yeah, because that's look, as I said earlier, tonight's games, I'm looking forward to it. Get home, couple of beers, watch the football, and hopefully enjoy it, because it should, on paper, it's two great games. I can see it being poor. It's like the way they always hype up the Super Sundays when you got like Arsenal against Chelsea, and they're like, yeah, it's going to be a classic, and then you get a 0-0 or a crappy 1-0. And so I can see it being like that, but hopefully it isn't. James, we're all in the same boat, mate. We're all hating how it's going on. But let's hope for a miracle.
I mean, how would he feel if we won the competition playing this way? Would he take some Kawhi from it? That's the question, because as you just said, if Reporto isn't going to go to a back five, a lot isn't going to change.
No.
As why the style of play. So if we was to manage to beat Switzerland 1-0, then beat Netherlands or Turkey 1-0 or 2-0 or 2-1 or whatever, scrappy again, then go to the final and just do the same and win 1-0. Would he take some Kawhi from the moment then?
On the actual moment, we'd all be, as a nation, overjoyed and ecstatic about it. But I just know that in 10, 20 years' time, we'd still say, how did that happen? Yeah.
It'd be weird seeing like the team of the tournament and not having no England play, even though they've won it.
Yeah.
That'd be weird. But that guy who's been playing really well, but he's injured. Well, he's not injured. He's suspended for the next game.
Yeah, which I thought that was quite strange, because it used to be after the group games, cards would get rescinded. But now they just carry on. And I think it's a stupid rule, to be honest. I get it in the Premier League, well, in league football in general, if you get 8 cards.
Yeah, it's before five, isn't it? It's five before silent day, then he goes up
to the aisle or 10. I understand that in, your league, but when you've only got potentially like 9 games, is it something like that? Don't do it. Don't fucking carry him on. You should be able to get a yellow card every game and not have to worry about getting a match suspension. You know, if it's a red, then get your suspension as you're supposed to, but yellows, it is what it is. Look, just let
especially
the
defender, sometimes just kind of.
But that ref last week, though, to be fair, he was a bit of a gobshot. He just loved getting his fucking yellow out of his pocket.
He was the one who got punched in Turkey.
I can't sound surprised. I mean, Michael Oliver and Howard Webb, they could do with a punch sometimes. How are they both reffing the games as well? Like,
some of the refs are shocking, though. Did you see the Uruguay? America VAR situation.
I've not seen it. I read a little bit about it.
Fucking obviously that doesn't concern us. I don't know how they can get it so wrong, like constantly. It cracks me up, sorry Jay, when was it the Holland game where someone was offside by a foot, like a toe?
Yeah.
Like that's just too close. Stuff like that, they just go be like, you know what, it's gone.
It is stupid. This is what we need. The technology to advance more, that the AI can actually just take over. Not necessarily AI, but the computer can say yes or no.
Yeah.
Instead of people trying to draw lines that they can't even draw straight. And it's just too much. Football, we're not a football podcast. Miles, he asked us last week.
Oh, with the anime.
The anime, right. Yeah. So he says, I absolutely loved Bleach. Death Note was elite. I did watch Death Note.
That's someone.
Attack on Titan is watchable, so I'm guessing that's not his favourite. Dragon Ball is a part of everyone's go-to for anime. Pokemon is more cartoon, but I get how JD said, where is the line?
It's like, obviously, we're trying to deter what would you actually call it. You know, what would you brand Pokemon and anime as such?
Thanks for your little input on that.
That Death Note, is that on Netflix? Because I've definitely seen that one.
I don't know if it's on Netflix, but I did watch it years ago. Because I don't know if there was talks about a reboot or something. I don't know, but basically it was a notebook. And if someone put their... the main character, if he wrote someone's name in it, then that person would end up dying
right,
in a mysterious way.
Okay.
say it was all right because, well, I ain't going to spoil it for anyone because, again, if you haven't watched it, I don't want to spoil it.
Interesting fact here about Death Note, because I've just Googled it to see what it looked like.
Yeah, all the prep.
Reason, so it was, why was Death Note almost banned? Reasons for the ban. Some countries also banned Death Note due to its religious and cultural content.
I mean, I can't remember any religious parts in it, but again, I suppose it's, you know, because obviously different religions where spiritually and demons and whatever, it could possibly be seen as negative. So I don't know. But
the series featuring a death god named Roikyu. I don't know if that's how you would say it.
I can't remember. It's been years since I've seen it.
Who is seen as a supernatural being with the power to kill people. This led to its ban in China as the country has strict rules against.
Yeah. I'd say it was. I thought it was all right, to be fair. I think there was two seasons as well, if I remember rightly. But yeah, I suppose
there was a series and a film.
Might be that I'm thinking of then. But yeah, if you haven't watched it, you know, check it out. There's plenty of, I mean, there really is a lot of anime that you can get through.
Did you go back and watch Drawn Together?
No, I haven't done yet. It's been a long week, but I am going to get onto it again. And then last but not least, old Mikey boy has emailed in again. So Mike used to email in with prison stories.
And obviously there's a prison story that's come out.
Yeah.
Have you seen the video?
Well, I think everyone's seen the video already, haven't they?
Just so, how is she so bright with it being filmed?
Well, I'll get on to it. So Mike says, hi guys, hope you're well. So saying that this scandal is nothing, this happens all the time. It's just escalated because the video was leaked. So what I've seen is that the man that was filming it, he was meant to have been giving her some D as well.
Yeah.
But because the actual man that was doing the deed got a bit too carried away and like took on too much time, he didn't get none. So he ended up sending the video to his mates, and that's why the video got leaked in the end.
His mate was a bit suspect with that video, though. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, do you get what I'm saying? He's a bit too chill with it for me.
Well, yeah, because he's there, he's got his spliff in his hands and he's just fucking loving it. And the balls to just be able to get himself on like the screen time as well.
Yeah.
And then he's even covering her mouth at one point as well to like try and muffle the moaning. The fact that she's married, got kids and that already as well. She was about to fuck off out of the UK as well.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So I think she must have got an inkling that the video had been spread out to the mates or something. So she was in the airport or about to go to the airport as she got arrested. Which that's mad. Like, it got done within like 3 days. She got arrested, caught, and then she's on bail at the moment. Apparently she was bribed, so either paid or like they've got something on her. That's why she ended up doing the sex video. I've not seen why she would have been bribed or how much she would have been paid. But apparently, so even though she's married, apparently they are a swingers couple.
Yeah, so I have seen that they're in an open relationship.
Mm.
But still, you don't imagine her going to work and getting it from inmates. If anything, it'd be the colleagues. But
yeah, it's like, why do it at work and let it be filmed?
Yeah.
If you're going to do it, don't do it in your uniform. Being like normal civic clothes, so you know, finish your shift and then sneak around or something. Don't do it in full uniform. Like the radio's on the bed with the camera and that lot. She's still got a utility belt around her waist. It's ridiculous.
I mean, the thing for me is, she should have said something like, "For me, as soon as she saw the phone, like, got the phone, and then like, do you know what I mean? Switch, got the phone, delete the video, or something like that." It's the recording of it, because she could have said we'll do it, but no recording. Then
might have been a part of the deal for it, though.
Yeah,
yeah. It's But I've seen a few other videos come out from that afterwards, so where they're having parties inside the little cell blocks and rooms and whatever, and then there's the other prison officers just there smoking and drinking and that with them. So I get what Mark's saying, where it goes on all the time, but it's just ridiculous. Literally, the amount of videos that I've seen after this as well, where they're saying, "I'll do a stint in prison."
Yeah,
this is
yeah.
How easy the life is, because you shouldn't be able to go get do a crime, get locked up, and then live the life of Roy. Yeah. Still, you should be in there suffering, not fucking partying, living it up, and all that.
I did say a good thing. It was like an inmate from another prison has to be transferred to that prison. And the reason for being is put they treat prisoners really well.
It's a sad thing, but it is laughable. But, I mean, they're going to have to start clamping down on it now, aren't they? Surely they should do.
I don't think you can. I mean, in a day and age where Cameron's got so many... Sorry, in a day and age where Jar's got so many cameras, someone else must have knew what she was going to do with the purse, now overlooking the CCTV.
Well, yeah, you'd imagine so, but if she had been bribed, how many other staff are being bribed as well then? So whoever is sitting in the office and meant to be watching all the cameras, are they getting a little fucking backhander or a reach around as well to say, look, when she walks into room 102, don't fucking do anything.
It did make me laugh when a walkie-talkie was going off.
Yeah.
And then he was like, shut up, pussy.
Yeah, it's been... overall, it's been quite a week, really, hasn't it, man? Hopefully, we'll have a better week next week. Not just football-wise, but prisoner-wise and economically. You know, we'll soon start finding out how much of a shit show the country's going to be. Pretty much from tomorrow, really. It's I don't even know when the actual
Rishi Sunak's quit.
Yeah, but like when the full
ceremony,
because he has to go to the king and that, don't he, and get fucking.
I'm sure it'd be pretty much straight after.
Yeah, because I did see a funny clip, even though it sounds a bit bad. So, do you remember the film East is East? Again, it was just called Asians and white people living in the community. The clip was the white woman's kicking the Indian family out of the house. They say, get the fuck out here, you dirty bastards, and whatever. And they were like, this is Keir Starmer kicking Rishi out of 10 Downing Street. So, yeah, there's a little bit of silver lining for some people, I'd say. I don't know. Hopefully it doesn't turn too bad over the next 5 years. But, soon enough, Nigel will be in charge anyway, won't he? No doubt. We'll leave it at that. It's not a politic podcast either, as well as a football podcast. Keyboard messages coming in. Do always appreciate it. Liking, sharing, subscribing, following, all that jazz. You all know what to do. Keep them coming in. Links are all in the descriptions for how to get in touch. Messages, any other things that are doing you ready, send them in. Hey, what's wrong with you? Let us know. And hopefully you have a good week. And keep it real. Peace.
Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty, oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny. You can't deny. You can't deny.